This Terry Mandel, DO Dictating. I got cut off, so I'm going to continue where I got cut off. This was on Jovan Weathers, Weathers. So I'm going to continue where I got cut off. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Result from Ascension Medical Group, St. Vincent's, June 16th, 2023. HPI is right, shoulder pain, comma, states he is seeing ortho indy, period. He is going to be seeing physical therapy for the shoulder and then MRI if no improvement, period. On musculoskeletal exam, there was shoulder pain with palpation anteriorly, period. Decreased range of motion. Assessment was pain of the right shoulder, period. Another Ascension Medical Group x-rays of the right shoulder, December 29th, 2022. Impression, no evidence of acute fracture or malalignment, period. Reconstructive hand to shoulder of Indiana, June 20th, 2023. Complaints of right shoulder pain, period. He has been seen by another provider, Ortho Indy, who recommended cortisone injection, period. Assessment is right shoulder pain, period. Has failed conservative treatment for the right shoulder. I have ordered an MRI for further evaluation, period. Reconstructive hand to shoulder, July 7th, 2023, assessment. Mild adhesive capsulitis, right shoulder, and possible impingement of the right shoulder, period. I injected the right subacromial space with Kenalog and lidocaine, period. Reyes, R-A-Y-U-S, radiology, MRI of the shoulder. Done June 26, 2023, showed adhesive capsulitis, comma, edema of the joint capsule, comma, reactive glenohumeral joint effusion, comma, and tendinopathy of the supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subcapularis with no tendon tear, period. Reconstructive hand to shoulder, Indiana. August 10th, 2023, there is very mild amount of decreased range of motion. Assessment is impingement of the right shoulder, 2, adhesive capsulitis, period. Jovan symptoms in the right shoulder appear to be related to impingement, period. We have discussed treatment options, including continued physical therapy slash observation versus arthroscopic evaluation slash subacromial decompression, period. He will follow up at surgery for a right arthroscopic evaluation with subacromial decompression, period. Addendum, I have personally seen and examined this patient and agree with the findings and plans noted above, period. Jovan remains symptomatic, period. Despite conservative treatment, I have recommended an arthroscopic subacromial decompression acromioplasty, signed Dr. Peers, M.D., P-E-E-R-S. Another note from ATI Physical Therapy, initial evaluation, July 19th, 2023. Presents to physical therapy with signs and symptoms consistent of right adhesive capsulitis, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, right tendonitis, period. Presents today with decreased range of motion, period. Another note from Indiana, hand to shoulder, January 23rd, 2024, referred to me for independent medical evaluation, period. Impression, appears that Mr. Weathers has impingement of the right shoulder that has not responded to conservative treatment, period. I believe shoulder arthroscopy is indicated at this time, period. Note from Ortho Indy Northwest, May 12, 2023, chief complaint shoulder pain. Assessment is 1, right shoulder injury, 2, rotator cuff tendonitis, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of October 17th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Skin examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right shoulder, period. There was diminished strength of the right shoulder, period. There was crepitance with range of motion, period. There was 5% swelling of the shoulder, period. Flexion was diminished by 18 degrees, comma, extension by 8 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 10 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 6 degrees, comma, external rotation by 24 degrees, comma, and internal rotation by 22 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was slightly diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, adhesive capsulitis, comma, impingement, comma, edema of the joint capsule, comma, joint effusion, comma, and diffuse tendinopathy, period. The above diagnoses are requiring arthroscopic subacromial decompression, acromioplasty, in the near future by surgical intervention, period. The above diagnoses were all due to the work injury of October 17th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the right shoulder, referring to Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for this 11% upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally the work injury of October 17, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right shoulder, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the right shoulder for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need definitive surgery, as I've outlined above, plus 4 to 6 months of rehabilitation physical therapy, period. Cost of this surgery would be $150,000. Period. This cost would be all inclusive of hospital expenses, comma, surgeon's expenses, comma, pathology expenses, comma, anesthesia, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. Some additional injections in the shoulder will cost approximately $3,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation. Once again, please merge the earlier dictation on a different recording that I was cut off on earlier, and this last dictation was the follow-up to that. Thank you.